Miss Doyle, Captain Jaggery continued with a gracious smile, even as he carefully closed and put down his Bible. Would you be good enough to sit? He held the other upholstered seat out for me. Thank you, I said, thrilled to be treated in this ladylike fashion. You seem surprised, he said, to find such fine things in my cabin. I blushed that he should discover me so. It is very nice, I admitted. How gracious of you to appreciate it, he said soothingly. It's not often I have a person of cultivation, like you, aboard my ship to notice. I fear a crew such as mine has little liking for good taste or, alas, order. It offends them. But then, you and I, people of our class, we understand the better things of life, don't we? Again I blushed, this time with pleasure. May I, he said, offer you some tea? I was awash with tea, but was not about to refuse him. Some biscuits. He offered a tin of Scottish thins. I took one and nibbled daintily. Crisp and buttery. Delicious. A ship like the Seahawk, he went on, is not designed for comfort, but for commerce, for making money. Still, I do the best I can. He poured a cup of tea for himself. I was informed, he said, resuming his seat, that you had recovered, and was so glad to hear it. May I urge you, Miss Doyle, to promenade in the fresh air as much as possible. You will soon be as healthier than you ever were. Thank you, sir. It is regrettable that those other two families could not join us. They would have made your voyage that much more pleasant. Mine, too. Yes, sir. He smiled. Do you know I have a daughter? Do you? He got up, removed a little picture from a wall, and held it up for me to see. It was the face of a dear little child, her eyes large, her mouth sweet. Victoria is her name. She's only 5. Some day I hope to have her and her mother on board with me, but for the moment the child is too delicate. She's very lovely, sir, I said, reaching for the picture. He drew it back, as if unable to part with it even for a moment. If I may take the liberty of saying so, Miss Doyle, you and she could be charming sisters. I do miss her. His eyes lingered on the picture in a most affecting way. Then he placed it carefully back on the wall, never for a moment taking his eyes from the child's face. He turned about. Are you comfortable in your cabin? He asked. Oh, yes, sir, I assured him. A bit cramped, no doubt. Only a little. Miss Doyle, I offer you the freedom of the ship. As for your meals, you may join me whenever you choose. I don't think you will find the crew to your liking, of course, but there will be no harm in being friendly to them. The truth is, you will do them a world of good. It's kind of you to say, sir, I replied, appreciating the compliment. He was watching me with an earnestness I found irresistible. Talk to them, Miss Doyle, he urged. Show them a little softness. Read to them from your moral books. Preach the gospel if you have a mind. Listen to their tales. I promise they will fill your pretty head with the most fantastical notions. I'm sure, sir, I said, thinking back to all Zachariah had told me. The captain's behavior at tea was proof enough, for me, of his true goodness.